Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back 7 till the hour. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar. Pretty good picker there, Mr. Knopfler is. Dire Straits is his band. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm continuing my, it's just you and me, I'm continuing my talk with you about relevance, about expectations. I started out talking to you about the parallel universes that we're going, you and I are living in right now. It's not going to be too long. Very soon, another 5 years max. But increasingly, less and less, are you going to have anybody that will do business with you in the old way. The old way meaning connecting with them in a way that doesn't meet their expectations. Today, customers, prospects expect you. For example, I don't think traditional marketing is going away. I think you're still going to listen to ads on television, on the radio, in the newspaper, in magazines. You're still going to have those. You and I still look at them. We still benefited from them, right? It informs us. We find out about things we might not have known about otherwise. Because if you think about it, those are part of our world, and they're not nearly as much. The traditional media is not as much as what you get bombarded with online, right? So there's still a place for the traditional stuff, no question about it, and I think it will be for a while. But when you advertise, for example, don't just say, call me at this number, and don't even just say, go to this website. Or here's where we are, we're at the corner of 3rd and Main, or whatever, come to see us. Make sure you give them your electronic information, your website, but also ask them to follow you on Facebook, or on Twitter, or LinkedIn, or whatever media you want to use, Pinterest, or Instagram, whatever medium you want to use, whichever of the socials you want to use, or more than one, people are interested in following you. They will. They just will. And when they do that, they found you because they saw an ad, a traditional ad. But then they want you to connect with them. In the old days, people would see an ad and they'd respond to it right away, right? Well, maybe they do now, but a lot of times people won't necessarily. In the old days, when they saw an ad and if they didn't take action right now, then you lost them. They were gone, right? But now people see an ad, they hear about an ad on the radio or the television. When they see that or hear that, then if you've given them a place to go, they'll go there and they'll click and they'll join your community and they'll allow you to connect with them. And so now, this is the beauty of when I talk about it's not either or, traditional or new media, it's both and. This is what I'm talking about. This is where you have an advantage, small business owners. Continue to do what you've been doing with marketing. The people who only do that, though, are the ones who are not going to make it. But the people who connect the new with the traditional and give people a place to go when you advertise, so that they can follow you, even when they're not ready to buy yet. They want to know more about you. They want to know if you're relevant to them before they know whether you're competitive or not. So be sure to give people, when someone comes in your shop, in your store, on your card, put your social addresses there. People will follow you, and then you can demonstrate to them that you're an expert. And that's relevance. You can do what I call contribute first, contract second. And that's relevance. This is part of their new expectations, folks. And so what you do is you grab them, they find you in the traditional maybe, and then they learn to love you in the social. And then when they get ready to buy something, they've already gotten to know you. And now they wake up and they think, I want something. And they say, where will I go? And they say, well, wait a minute, I know Jim. I know Sue. I've been following them. I've been keeping up with them. I like the way they do business. I think I'll go check out their products. It may have been the first time they've even looked at your stuff. To see if you're what your prices are. Folks, this is the age of the customer. The age of the seller is going away. You need to come into the age of the customer. And if you want to know more about that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all over my website. Also, ageofthecustomer.com. A lot of free stuff there that will help you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.